brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to take 20 minutes of calls ahead of our next guest joining us. I appreciate folks calling in. I've got to remember to plug where listeners are calling from. We just had a caller listening on XM. We've got a listener watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Lonnie, Thad's also watching on PrisonPlanet.tv from Illinois. Thad, you're there in Illinois, one of the cities slated to go up in flame statistically. What'd you call in about? Are you concerned about the threats to riot if Obama doesn't win again?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Alex. I remember them riots they had when they had the Rodney King beating deal. That brought that up. But I was calling in for 2 points today.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to give you. Well, I was sitting there waking up, drinking my coffee, and on The View, they said the Coca-Cola or the vice president or CEO of one of the companies sent out letters to their employees saying that if Romney wasn't voted in and Obama got in again, that they were going to lose their job. And the other thing,
and by the way, he was pointing out that if they have to buy the health care, because my crew, I've asked, almost none of them want health care, so we never got it. I just pay them more. People don't get, they take your money and get you the health care, and health care prices are going up. And so it'll be hard for me to keep our 50 crew and the contractors. Everybody will have to go to contractors, and I'll have to hire 100 people and have them all be part-time. I mean, it'll be hard for me. We really need this money bomb to pay for Obamacare. But, hey, don't think it'll go away when Mitt Romney gets in. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
And the other point, you and Lindsay talked a while back about the Bible and how there's the fake Bible and the real. There's, you know, I was wanting to get one of those because I think we're headed for deep, you know what. I remember you guys were talking about they had rewritten the Bible. And I was wondering what, I couldn't remember what you guys said. I couldn't write it
down. The King James Version, from all the scholars I've researched and my own research, is about as good as it's going to get. The King James is a masterpiece.
Okay, well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah, they continue to find Dead Sea Scrolls and other scrolls, and they fought releasing it for a while because a bunch of humanists and atheists were involved in it, but more as it gets released, it's exact translation. I mean, that's a miracle in and of itself. Well, the real miracle is the Jewish scribes and Jewish priests just keep those scrolls and pass them down and are true to the text. And so they were trained by those folks, the Christian people that, most of them that wrote, you know, the Bible inspired, but copied down what happened at the time were Jewish. So they were trained as priests, a lot of them, in how to absolutely, you know, fill it out the way it was in the Hebrew and then the Greek. I'm not going to get into a whole argument about that, but I've studied it to some extent. I'm still a novice. Yeah, and they're saying the King James 1611 as well. Does that answer your question, sir? He's gone. Let's Shannon one more, maybe hold him over. Brian in New Jersey, Android app. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, brother.
Very good. First, I'd like to comment that your prison, or actually planetinfowars.com, I started a group up, actually met with one of the guys over the weekend. Actually taught me a lot about survivalness and preparedness.
That's what it's for, camping, survival, dating, you name it.
Yeah, absolutely. Really informative. Actually brought me a can of beans that would actually last me 200 years and some butter. I was actually really surprised. And just let me know where I was standing compared to, you know, other people who are listeners out there than, you know, preparing for longer than I have. Now, also my second point, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I live in southern Jersey. I live near the nice little town of Camden, New Jersey. Well, what they've done in Camden is they have taken out probably about 75% of the police force, and they've now put in...
Stay there. Come back and recap that. I'm going to come right back to you out of the break. I want to hear about this. Yeah, they're cutting police all over and only allowing the cops to stay to do revenue generation. So the cops will purely be there to collect money to give to the banks, and the average cop doesn't even know that. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we are going through your phone calls right now in this segment ahead of a bunch of other economic news I haven't gotten to yet. And we're talking about riots in this country. It's in Business Insider. It's in Creator Syndicate. It's in Chicago Now, Infowars.com, the Economic Collapse Blog.com. It is all over the place. And Paul Watson has a new article out, New Threats to Riot if Obama Loses Election, flooding Twitter, Facebook by the thousands. And that's what we've been talking about. What will happen if there's riots after the elections? Will they use it to declare a civil emergency? Is that why the Army admits they're gearing up for a record civil emergency? Why is MSNBC hyping that it's racist if you don't vote for Obama? This is the divide and conquer that the globalists are using against the American people, and it's truly, truly disgusting. Let's go back to your calls right now. Let's talk to Brian in New Jersey. Okay, Brian, what's going on there in New Jersey?
All right. So as I was saying before, Camden, New Jersey. I'm a white male, about 23, and let's put it this way: if I were to go in there, I would probably be stopped by the cops and then taken to jail. Probably had to spend the night for some drug charge, one thing or another. And now with that, what I said before is they are now dropping about 75% of the police force. Now they're putting the state troopers in there. And what I feel is that's kind of a buffer towards what I would consider martial law if he's a mentor. Now, you'll see, you know, the drones flying over this area. It's a really bad area, a lot of gun violence. And now, in New Jersey, we have a zero-carry law. You can't even have a shotgun in your truck here.
No, that's right. They disarm the people, and that's always where the crime zones are. And we see all over the country, not just in the east or the west, you know, on the major coastlines, there's the headline, gritty New Jersey city of Camden to scrap police department amid budget woes. Again, and the more taxes you pay, the more tickets they write, the less revenue there is because it collapses the society. That's the plan. It's spreading, not just Detroit, not just L.A., not just areas of New Jersey, all over the country. It's rotting. I remember 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, they announced 35 crimes that Oakland, California won't respond to, including breaking and entering. I mean, it is just a license to kill and steal. And then all over the country, they're announcing daytime curfews. I saw this in Arkansas last year, where we're just going to stop you at checkpoints and search during the day in this town. Or nighttime curfews for adults as well in places in Kentucky. And yes, our country is being eased into martial law. The police have been militarized. They have urban warfare drills, now real army checkpoints. See, it goes from drills to real checkpoints. The Army Times announces troops are going to be on the streets. They're suddenly at your local prom. The TSA is there. But the border is wide open and the government ships guns into Mexico. Yes, this is the artificial takedown of America by the ultra-rich live offshore or in their armored compounds. And this is how they do it. This is a military takeover of America. What else is happening in your area?
Well, other than that, other than a very, very heavy police force, and, you know, I don't really like to bash the police force. I have a lot of firemen friends. But the thing is, it just seems like this paramilitary is going on where they need to walk around with their chest out and say, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? You need to stop right now. And then they're going to say, okay, well, you know, your window's down. Let me open up your car and let me search through everything that you have.
No, you live in martial law. You are a suspect until proven slave. It's the end of America. It's beyond third world countries I've been to. I mean, this is it. I mean, in Mexico, they shake you down for security. In Mexico, they search your car for security. In North Korea, they do that. I really appreciate your call. We talk about the police so much here because that's where the rubber meets the road. Tyranny will be enforced by police in any country. We know North Korea is bad. We know Nigeria is bad. We know Indonesia is bad with their police. We know Mexico is bad. Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador. We know that hundreds of third world countries, the police absolutely enslave the people for the ultra rich. And the people are scared and the cops swagger around. I've been in third world countries and cops swaggering around. It's embarrassing for them how they have criminal eyes, how they're trying to scare people, how they enjoy the fear. They hire people that like that. And that's the death of our country. And they hire people now in many big departments to be like that. And it's the death of America. And hey, cops, all your prosperity goes out the window, too, with that. You're being destroyed as well. And it's just disgusting to watch it happen. And even when they're professional and violate your rights, they're doing it because things are falling apart and they've got to do something. The globalists are the ones making it fall apart. And it's not like that's my opinion. The globalists brag about all this stuff. Let's go to Phil in Boston. Phil, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good, my friend.
Well, you know, I live in Waltham, Massachusetts. Massachusetts being maybe the least awake state in the country, it feels sometimes. I feel very lonely up here. But you know what? You know, if there are riots, boy, Waltham is prepared because they just got one of those special response tanks. One of those armored, it looks like an armored truck with turret holes out the side. That's what it seems, you know, to stick guns out. But this thing is literally like shaking the ground as it drives around town, and no one seems to care.
Now, every major police department, even small ones, aren't getting old Army surplus armored vehicles. They're getting big, modern Homeland Security war wagons. I see federal police all over the streets now. I see federal police armored vehicles, big trucks, surveillance grids, because it's all planned. How many years have I told people? All this is planned. And people are going to beg for martial law during this economic collapse. I don't know if it's going to be riots, wars, what their major trigger are, but it's all planned. And then you got a public, less than 25% read newspapers, who are going to sit there and literally beg for it. And then it'll be people criticizing the government or not letting things get better. I'm glad they arrested that talk show host. You're like, that's the First Amendment. Oh, you're one of them? I've had clean-cut reporters like Linda West out on the street in downtown Austin on a sidewalk interviewing people, and somebody comes over in a suit and tie, we got video of him, and calls the police on him saying that asking if people think the government's out of control was terrorism. And the guy runs off, calls the police, and the police came. I mean, this is America, folks. I mean, these people would love to put us in death camps right now. And again, the Army's own training manuals, public for 4 months, says re-education camp. They think we're so stupid that they even use the Soviet term. I'm not calling what they have in there re-education camp. It says re-education camp. Re-education camp. That's like saying, we have a pitch to shoot people in. I mean, well, that's no big deal. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Well, is there any chance you could call Homeland Security like you do? I love when you call them up directly and warn them about these threats and, you know, see something, say something or whatever. See what they say. See if they just totally blow you off.
Well, it's probably a bunch of their people out there provocateuring it. I mean, how many times have we caught the feds provocateuring riots?
Well,
how many times?
The response you get, even if it's nothing.
You know, the word is the L.A. riots were actually triggered by some operatives that started robbing some stores first and telling people to do it. And then some idiots, you know, attacked the first truck they saw, Reginald Denny. And then it went from there. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, they're planning something big. And the cops have said, get ready for late October, early November. And I asked the cops, well, what are they saying it's for? Well, they won't say. It's the election. Or maybe it's an Iran strike. But by getting the word out, we may back it off.
Well, they also like to pull things off in the winter because people are less likely to go out and protest, and that's something everybody should think about. That happens quite a lot.
Well, if there's riots, people aren't going to be watching a bank holiday or an Iran war. I mean, everything's gearing up towards a coming to a head. I appreciate your great points. Lonnie in Arkansas, watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Lonnie, welcome.
How you doing this afternoon?
I'm seeing all the warning signs, and I'm hoping I'm wrong.
I am too. Look, I'm a service connected disabled Army veteran, 13 plus years, and spent 10 years as an Air Scout on Kiowas. Yesterday, I had two UH-1Ys, slate gray, no markings of any kind, no tail numbers, nothing. About 50 feet over the house, and they were probably doing about 110, 120 knots. And what I'm looking for is a false flag going off right around election time.
All I know is there are more than 20 confirmed news articles in the last month of real Army checkpoints on highways all of a sudden. And it makes me get chills. They're now not just doing drills. It's happening. We're going under martial law. And then people are like, where's the martial law? Because they think TSA at highway checkpoints in the Army isn't martial law. What do you think about this massive acceleration? What do you think is happening?
I don't recognize my country no more. You know, it's not the country that I went in and served when Vietnam was going on. You know, I mean, everything is turned upside down. It's a police state. DHS comes out, Janet Napolitano, and is sitting there saying that the veterans are the enemy, that we're domestic terrorists.
Well, but they know you're the ones that are trained and won't go along with the takeover. This is a real, and I hope the police and young military understand, they're going to start a civil war. They think they're going to order you to go grab this guy, Lonnie, out of his house, which I don't think is going to be a very healthy thing to do, Lonnie.
It ain't going to have a good outcome.
I hear you, Lonnie. I hear you. We've been taken over. We're in the process of it. Anything else you wanted to add?
No. That's just pretty much it, you know, just stuff that I've been noticing, you know, and I really think...
You really think a false flag's coming? All right.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're waiting on Sheriff Raymond Frank. I don't think he's ever been to this studio before. I've interviewed him out on the road. I'm trying to find it, so we'll see if he gets here to be in studio. If not, he'll come in tomorrow or something. Just a great guy. We're going to continue with your calls. Also, get into more of the news here. But I was just thinking during the break, I mean, there are news articles from California to South Carolina, from Texas to Illinois, where regular Army, not just National Guard like Empire Shield in New York, But regular Army, regular Marines with loaded sidearms are running checkpoints. And, I mean, it's in the news. Oh, you drive up, there's Marines with Beretta 9mm on their sides and Humvees, and we're just going to search your car today, ma'am. I mean, folks, it's one thing you pull up to cops and they're violating the Fourth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. But I mean, now the military, and now I see articles every week, started in Colorado earlier this year now, they'll have a bank robbery, and an hour later they'll just shut down a whole highway with guns, and it showed it on the news, cops walking up with M16s, pointing them at families in their cars. I mean, you know, that's kind of getting to the point where you just want to point M16s at us. Well, I mean, again, folks, once this stuff starts, patriots, conservatives, libertarians, we don't go out and riot, folks. I mean, if the government starts a war with the American people, it's going to be 1776 style. I mean, of course, Homeland Security says veterans are the number one terrorist threat. They say that's who they believe is going to attack because they're going to start a civil war with you. And listen, the average military and police folks today that I talk to are waking up to this, but you've got to go past that because now they've got dramas on ABC, NBC, CBS. You see the shows. I mean, I've seen the trailers and the promos and the breakdowns. And in every episode, in every show, there are evil right-wing gun owner veterans who won't turn their guns in, who also are immoral and hurt children and murder people and are bad and are racist. I love me the Second Amendment, and I hate me some black people. Let's go blow up a building and kill some kids. That's how the shows are. So that cops and everybody watching this suspend disbelief and psychologically now think of the American people who are for the Second Amendment and anti-New World Order that we're terrorists. I mean, they have shows where, you know, a guy's going to nerve gas New York and he believes in chemtrails. Or they have shows where you're a Ron Paul supporter and you're a drug-dealing murderer. And then it's admitted in the news that it's government paid for to have these messages. And people, 25% or less, read newspapers. People sit there and they watch that. That's why now they're seeing a phenomenon where stars of these shows that play the part of American terrorists are getting confronted and assaulted and stuff. Because people walk up and go, "You're that terrorist." And they're like, "No, I'm an actor." "No, you're not. You're a terrorist." They don't even know, folks. That's how dumb they are. I mean, listen, I've talked to some police. Most of them are awake now that I've talked to, but that's not in some of these big corrupt mafia-run cities that haven't been fully federalized yet. You know, some of the local police departments, some of the other departments aren't pure evil yet. At least not at the lower ranks, but a lot of them are. And they actually believe, yeah, that we're going to have a war with the veterans. We're going to have a war with people that believe in a world government. And you're like, "Hey, let me show you some news articles where they admit that your world government's being set up." And I mean, I tried to give some cops the other day. They had part of downtown shut down for ACL Fest. Speaking of that, the idiot guitar player from, and again, it doesn't mean I'm for Romney. It's that you've got this idiot guitar player on ACL Fest. Red Hot Chili Peppers on TV with an Obama shirt like it's liberal. NDAA, wiretapping, secret arrest, more wars. I mean, it's so stupid. But I'm driving along. I pull up. And I'm wanting to try to get around it so I can go swim in the river. And I go, "Hey, where does this detour go?" Because it doesn't say it. It says detour back to the highway. And the cops both laugh and go, "Oh, hey." They both recognize who I was. And then they stick their heads in the truck. And are looking around. I'm like, "Hey, where's the detour go?" Because it goes back out the highway. I go, "How do I get over there?" And the cops were just busy looking in my car. I went, "Oh, you're trained well, to be scanning the thing like I'm some big criminal asking directions." They start laughing, going, "Oh, Alex, oh." And I went, "Here, have one of my free magazines." "Oh, no, we can't take that radical stuff." "Oh, no, Jake, oh, no." I mean, you know, it's, "Hey, guys, where's this detour go? How do I get back over there?" "Oh." They didn't even talk to me like I was a human. They just stuck their head in the truck. "Oh, it's in here."
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For sheriff again, but this is an issue nationwide, the type of people you should have run for sheriff and the power of the sheriff that Sheriff Richard Mack and others have talked about, stand up against tyranny. Raymond Frank, 2012 Republican candidate for Travis County, November 6th. The election's coming up here in Austin, Texas, named after, well, you know, William Barrett Travis. Was elected sheriff of Travis County for 8 years and holds the Air Force's highest aeronautical rating of command pilot with 3,600 hours. After that, he was a special agent, lieutenant colonel with the Air Force Office of Special Investigations for 15 years, assigned in Berlin, Paris, London, Wiesbaden, Reykjavik, Iceland, and South Central Texas. Community service, quarterly donor of blood will surpass 7 gallons. During 2012, don't give too much. We need you to, and he also helps the homeless, RaymondFrank.com. And you were one of the, I think, the first sheriff in the country before there were even laws to say, stop throwing people in jail for marijuana. Your friends, of course, with Willie Nelson and other such evil people, because you think the jails ought to have violent offenders in them. I wish you'd be our sheriff again. That would be awesome. And, Ray, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Really an honor to be here.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. What do you make of where the country's gone?
I'm really scared. It's hard to figure out what's going on. But I'll say this, if I'm the sheriff, my loyalty will be to the citizens of Travis County 100%. In other words, I won't sign up with the federal government on some stupid program that would be adverse to our citizens in Travis County.
Well, I tell you, so much is going on. Let's just look at the marijuana issue. I know you don't smoke it. I don't smoke it, but George Washington grew it and did smoke it. I have that magazine there that's in front of you, the new InfoWars magazine. I'm going to give you a few copies here when you go.
Yeah.
And in there is an ad for hemp oil that doesn't even have THC in it. It's another variant of the plant. And I've had people say, how dare you even have hemp oil that's legally imported, not allowed to grow it in the U.S., that's been proven for good for the stomach, anti-cancer, you name it. And I've been accused by quite a few people of being evil. So they think even hemp, even if it's a shirt of hemp, is evil because, the chemical companies say so. How do you battle ignorance of that level? And go back and tell folks what you did with marijuana enforcement in Travis County.
Well, I stuck my head out. I was elected in my first year in office was 73, and I volunteered to appear before the Senate Jurisprudence Committee in our state Senate. And I advocated that it should be lowered from 10 years in the slammer, 10 years in the state penitentiary, to a misdemeanor. And I took a lot of heat from that, but I'm glad I did that. And now I think it's time to move on and have no penitentiary or jail time involved in if somebody is arrested for it. I just don't think she should be arrested. It should be legalized.
I said 14 states last week, and I was corrected. It's like 18 states have said decriminalize. That doesn't mean legalized. Tax it, all that. And the feds just won't stop, including Obama. He promised to let the states do what they want, but he's a liar.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's too bad. I don't know whether, if I'm elected, I don't know whether this next legislature we can do anything because we have nothing written on the books yet. But
what do you think about people that think in my magazine when I advertise quality hemp products that have no THC in it, different variant of the plant, people think I'm dealing marijuana?
Well,
what do you say to those people?
They really think that, or they just say that to antagonize you and so forth?
No, see, only 25% of people read newspapers now. They actually think it's marijuana.
I said that earlier. Yeah,
that's a new big study out today.
Well, there's a lot of uninformed people, and. But we don't need to be arresting these young kids and put them in jail.
When you are a lieutenant...
I have a grandson that was put in jail because of a small amount of marijuana.
Amazing. Well, they need fresh meat for the private prisons.
I don't know about private prisons.
Well, a lot of these prisons actually are...
They're privatized. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I think the county should run the jail.
What would you do... As sheriff, if elected, coming up in 3 weeks, and how can people get behind you to do that?
To do what?
To get elected sheriff.
Well, I have a lot going for me now. Unfortunately, for the incumbent, he has a lot of dirty laundry and baggage that's following him, and I just don't think he has a snowball chance in hell of being elected sheriff because people, he's getting a lot of money from strip joints, not only here in Travis County, but in Las Vegas and Houston, and people aren't going to put up with that. He's getting, $39,500 since 2005 to 2012. He's got $11,000 from beer, wine, and alcohol people. Citizens of Travis County don't want that. And
what would you do if elected sheriff? What would be the first three or four things you'd do?
Well, the first thing I want to do is he has what I call a ticket-riding frenzy. He has dozens and dozens and dozens of patrolmen that do nothing but give tickets. And he does that on roads that's being controlled by the city of Austin and other suburban cities in our county. We're going to put a stop to that. I want these people to get out in the neighborhoods and protect my home. I live in the unincorporated area of Travis County. I never see a patrolman on my street.
Well, they're always out writing tickets.
That's right. They're down at the bottom of the hill. I live on Camino Alto. You know where I live.
Yeah.
They're down there. I haven't seen them in about a month, so I think they're slowed up.
You've been talking about it.
Because of the election coming up. But we're going to do away with that. And what bothers me is... What am I going to do with all the personnel they have? He has 121, no, 100, 121 patrolmen and officers that take vehicles home at night, back and forth. And the county pays for that. They pay for the gasoline and everything. And I'm not going to be given tickets like that, so I'm going to have a lot of surplus people, really.
What do you think about massive layoffs of police and sheriff's departments nationwide? And then they say, we're not going to respond to calls as much anymore. We're just going to raise money. Well, then who even needs the police or the sheriff's departments if they don't even respond to major crimes?
That's absolutely terrible. That's not right. I don't want my patrolmen to be revenueers. No, that's not their job to do that. And
well, plus the big secret is that money ends up, most of it getting taken away anyways and ferreted off to banks and bonds and investments. Yeah. You know, they tell the police, go out and write tickets or we'll go bankrupt. But notice they're writing more tickets than ever and they're shutting them down everywhere.
I know.
There's not enough money to ever pay off the New World Order. It's designed to implode us.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I can't tell you what's going to happen. It's horrible.
What do you think of Art Aceveda and the federal funding to go out and have these rubber stamp warrants and suck blood on the highways?
I think it's horrible. I'm against it. First of all, I don't think we should be taking that federal money. I don't want federal money.
Well, it's our money they already took. Yeah, it's incredible.
But I may have to take something that's already been signed up for, but I don't believe in that.
That's what Ron Paul, people say, he's a hypocrite. He doesn't do earmarks, but once it comes anyways, he takes it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's already coming. What do you do? You know?
Yeah, but I'm not going to sign up for any new programs that will make it come, you know.
Now, you were loved as sheriff. I've looked into it. Willie Nelson loves you. And you were in for 8 years. So from, what, 73 to 88?
Yeah. Yeah, 8 years. Yeah, well, I tried to be a good sheriff. I was, I believed in the people, and they believed in me, and I want to help people. I want to be a peace officer. I don't want to be a law enforcement officer, period. I want to be a peace officer, my people. And you got to understand that everything one of my deputies does is just like me doing it. If they're driving a car, that's like me driving it. So I'm going to really be careful of what they're doing.
I've noticed you've been getting some traction. You have a chance to win. RaymondFrank.com. People want to read your amazing history. You know, back when you were a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force after being a pilot doing criminal investigations, could you have ever imagined, and I know dealing with the Soviets and stuff in Germany, could you have ever imagined that America would become like the Soviet Union?
I don't know. I was a special agent. I was actually a spook. And I worked in Berlin. Berlin was the capital, the spook capital of the world. They had, all these nations had spooks there. And
Bob Chapman, rest in peace.
What he was doing too?
No, he did that. Yeah,
he was in the army. And I never imagined, I never thought that this would happen to our country, but it sure is.
Back when you were working as a spook in the Air Force in Berlin, if they would have told you, hey, in 2012, there'll be Army checkpoints, the government will ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, the TSA will take women who don't want to be taken into rooms and strip them, the NSA will be listening to everybody without warrants, would you have thought they were crazy?
Absolutely. Unbelievable. You just couldn't believe it.
What would people have done back then if they would have seen that?
Well, if you would advocate that, they'd think you were crazy, you know, for one thing. You know how that is. People wouldn't stand for it, but nowadays people seem to be programmed to just go along to get along or something. I don't know. It's strange, you know.
It's amazing because I've studied the Soviets, and everything we're going under is like right out of a Soviet playbook. I mean, it is. But we still got free speech and things, but they're trying to curtail that now. I know you've been standing up mightily for the First Amendment in many ways, on and off the air. What else do you want listeners and voters to know? I mean, generally, we're being heard all over the world right now, not just Travis County. What do you think of Sheriff Richard Mack, who I know has been supporting you, and his move for people to rediscover the sheriff and the true role of the sheriff? Because you know they're trying to get rid of the sheriff nationwide.
Yeah, I know they're some advocate, and they advocate that, but it's a constitutional office, and we get our commission from the governor of the state of Texas.
And the state legislature. You are elected by the people.
Yeah, I know, but we're commissioned by the governor of Texas.
Yes.
He gives us a card to carry out, ID card. I still have mine from the previous governors. But it's not, we're not going to give it up. But it was tried, though, several years ago when they were rewriting the Constitution, when they're rewriting. Ronnie Earl was the...
Yeah, they hate police that are actually elected. That's a horrible idea.
They were setting up to...
That makes perfect sense. Of course you should elect the sheriff. And I mean, that's a no-brainer.
But Ronnie Earl and that and our big judge, it was with the Texas government, they were advocating that the sheriff be provided by the House of Representatives. In other words, if one was needed...
Yeah, I tell you, boy, Ronnie Earl, he's a pretty scary guy.
And I got the word out as best I could to other sheriffs throughout Texas what they were doing, you know. And we can't allow that. And if I'm elected, I'm going to try to get on, be the representative that will ride herd on what's going on.
Explain the office of the sheriff and why it's so important. I mean, it's one of the oldest elected offices since the Magna Carta. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah,
it's the beginning of the republic system.
In Texas, we had sheriffs when we weren't even a state. We were just a republic. We had sheriffs. We were serving civil papers. Now our sheriff's department does not serve civil papers at all. They've swept that off onto the constables. We're going to get back into serving papers. And the Texas law is that we're the representative. It's in writing that the sheriff will represent the House of Representatives and the Senate. On getting out subpoenas and other papers like that, and it's a shame that we're not in it. But
yeah, that duty's the real power. Well, notice they just want to take it away because God forbid the people ever elect a good sheriff.
Sequestrations—that should be our job. You never want to get a sequestration because that's when we come after your property, you know. So I'm going to set the example, and I'm going to, and the people are going to hear from me just like when I was sheriff before. If I want the people to know what's going on there. Now you don't know. I know about accidents that have happened, serious ones. The sheriff's had deputies. The people don't even know about it, and that used to be covered. Remember, a long time ago, 30 years ago.
Oh, now you just do whatever the government. Now media takes a press release from every department and just repeats it as if it's true. Government could say that, you know, Lucky Charms elves are going to land in Zilker Park tomorrow. And the media would be out there waiting for Lucky Charm elves to land. I mean, they just repeat whatever they're told.
Yeah, well, I've been sending press releases in, but then the other day I got this Truth-O-Meter thing. They wrote an article about me, and it came out mostly true, so that was good. I don't know whether you saw it or not.
But the Statesman?
Yeah.
I missed it, but I mean, how could they lie about you, buddy? I know you've got a perfect record.
Well, they were questioning the amount of money that's been donated by Perfect 10 and Sugars. And they were saying, well, that's not right. It's a lower figure. And I said, sorry, it isn't. It's $3,700. It's $37,000. And now there's a brand new donation of $2,500. So that takes it up to $39,500.
And why are you saying it's bad for the topless bars to be donating to him?
Well, the sheriff, they shouldn't be donated. The sheriff shouldn't be taking money from them. I don't care who they donate to, but don't donate it to law enforcement people, you know.
Sure, because we all know some of the things that, you know.
There's criminal acts every day in those places where they're lewd or indecent exposure, different things. Perfect 10 is the ranks in the top 10 of liquor sales in the state of Texas, in the city of Austin. I mean, Travis County.
Well, I mean, my whole issue is I understand you're just saying your candidate takes. I mean, I don't know anything about those groups, so. That's a separate issue, you know, here on the air, but I understand your point in the paper. I missed that. Sheriff, expanding on this, what would you do with the federal government? Because I know in the old days under the Constitution, just 30 years ago, 20 years ago, the FBI and others got permission to come in, and now there's a move for sheriffs again to exert their authority and say, you know, you've got to have everything lined up properly to come into this jurisdiction instead of just total federalization.
Yeah, well, I've heard that many times, and it would be nice if we could kick them out, and they'd have to get permission to come in, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. There are so many federal people in Travis County of different agencies, you know, Secret Service.
No, I know, but I'm saying, look, we've gone from the point of where they had to do that to just a takeover now.
Yeah, well, they're not.
You know, a lot of police actually carry a secondary federal card now.
Yeah, We're going to be the chief law enforcement agency for Travis County. I can assure you that. And even if I have to wear 5 stars up here instead of the 4 stars that the chief of police wears.
Or you could wear eight, you know.
Well, no, they wear six.
I'm being sarcastic.
Five.
No, like a third world general, I know. More and more police chiefs look like third world generals, you know.
The sheriff in Los Angeles wears five stars here, which is one star above the four, which are traditionally worn by chiefs of police.
Yeah, because I guess if a governor was kind of dictatorial, he might wear five stars. It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, because that means, you know, like the El Jefe wears five, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs wears five.
That's right. Yeah. No, four.
Four?
Yeah, four stars, yeah.
Why not eight stars?
Dempsey wears four. He's the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. Yeah, he wears four. Now, during the World War II, Eisenhower had five, and MacArthur, I think, had five, but they were round, in a round set, five stars.
Oh, because that symbolized it was a joint command.
Just a,
how about 90 stars?
I don't know about that.
Hey, how about instead of just giving Obama and the warmongering EU a peace prize, they could give Genghis Khan a peace prize. It's already such a joke, the peace prize.
Yeah.
Why don't we give Mars, the god of war, a peace prize? You ever think about that?
You know, we're fighting in Afghanistan. There's only been one guy that's ever captured Afghanistan. You knew that was Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
He did that by killing everybody.
Exactly. We'll give him a peace prize. We'll be right back with Sheriff Ray Frank here. RaymondFrank.com is his website. I'm Alex Schatz.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Certainly a chip off the old block of good American sheriffs. He's been sheriff in Travis County before. RaymondFrank.com. Another great sheriff, of course. We need to get back on the show. Hey, maybe for the 48-hour broadcast, with only a few slots left, perhaps we should get sheriff here on the air, of course. And everybody knows who I'm talking about, Richard Mack. RaymondFrank.com. People want to donate or get behind you. Have you had a chance to debate the people you're running against yet?
No, I haven't had the chance. I haven't been asked to. I don't think that my opponent wants to debate. It, probably because of the adverse stuff that's come up. And I have one ad in the paper, and I have an ad that's going to be in Sunday's paper, the 21st, the 28th, and the 4th of November. And it's negative advertising. I realize that. But the reason I'm doing that is people, they need to know the background of our public officials. And that's the only way I know to get it out. Like he went bankrupt in 1997. He beat his creditors out of $146,000. He was certified as a biological father of a 13-year-old child. Can you imagine that? 13 years went by before the mother of that child got him before the Attorney General of the state of Texas and had him certified biological father, and the birth records of that child was changed.
Hey, look at that photo. Who are you with right there?
Oh, yeah, that's me and Willie and Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens.
Yeah, Slim, he's dead.
Oh, I know. Shoot, a guy can have a good time with all that stuff. You know, that's a quote from Dr. Strangelove.
He was telling about his ranch in Colorado. He was ready to go up there, and he died kind of early. Yeah.
Hey, I need
that's
to get...
That's at Briarcliff.
Yeah.
Used to be an old thing there.
And you knew LBJ pretty good, didn't you?
Well, I knew his brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Sam Houston, yeah. I sure did. Oh, yeah, I was a pallbearer at his funeral.
Yeah, I need to get you on sometime just about history. Talk about all the spook stuff against the Russians.
And I think that I give Sam credit for me making Lieutenant Colonel. God bless him. And the way he does it, he doesn't tell his brother, but he told the pilot of Air Force One, who is now retired. He's a general. He's retired and lives in Texas. And I think he put in the word that Raymond Frank needs to be promoted to lieutenant colonel, and I got it. I don't know, but I'm sure that happened.
Well, a lot of wild stuff's going on here in Austin.
Yeah. I deserved it. I had a good.
I know. You're
but
a character.
A lot of people are vying for every one of those promotions.
Hey, listen, we ought to get you in here sometime and talk about. It's been 40 years, so you could come on and talk about some of the spook stuff against the Russians, or have you been released from all that? Are you allowed to talk about that?
I don't know whether I've been released or not. I do know we flew to Oslo once. I was a pilot of the airplane and interrogated a Soviet officer that defected in Oslo. But I wasn't really involved all that much at the top level. You know,
you weren't in the James Bond type stuff?
No, I don't.
A lot of times it's the low-level guys.
Yeah, I know it, yeah.
The low-level guys are out there killing people.
But I was a major during that time I was in Europe, and then later I made a lieutenant colonel. And the higher you get, the closer you get to working behind a desk. You know how that goes.
I was about to say, no, I know some guys that were like sergeants and stuff.
Yeah.
Killing people in Berlin.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There was actually a lot of covert warfare going on there, wasn't there?
A lot of spooks. I mean, you got the French, you got the British, you got the East Germans. And then us, and because, you know, Berlin was divided.
Yeah.
And I used to fly in there a lot from Wiesbaden. And you know what our colonels wanted most? Grandfather clocks.
Why is that?
Well, you know, that was a much sought after thing to buy a grandfather clock and bring it back to the States.
Oh, yeah. And in crystal, too. Like bring back crystal. Yeah. You know what? RaymondFrank.com. I hope you get elected as sheriff. Folks, get out there and get behind him and get good that the sheriff's elected in your area.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover.
The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.